You know, I feel like this is an emergency podcast because what happened yesterday on television with, I mean, I guess he's one of our own, with Jojoy. I'm already cutting him off.
Because he performed so poorly, cutting him off.
That's what we did with the tennis star, Leila Fernandez. If you guys don't follow tennis, forgive me. But, you know, she was Filipino star, Leila Fernandez. And then she lost. And I'm like, Canadian star. Because she's a Filipina-Canadian.
Magaling. Sabay magaling na Pinay.
Yeah. Magaling na tennis player na Pinay. But hasn't been that good recently. Well, she had one strong run, one strong tournament, and we were all fucking super excited about her. And then she didn't do well after that. And she went from Filipina tennis sensation to Canadian tennis sensation because I think Jojoy is now going to be American comedian and not Phil Am. But the reason why I want to say emergency podcast is because I'm getting bombarded with messages, people asking for my opinion about what happened at the Golden Globes last night. And it just so happened Alex was free today. He's still suffering from jet lag. So we were like, okay, let's just do, I hate to call it emergency podcast because a lot of podcasts do that. Emergency podcast.
Impromptu.
Let's big just trade say impromptu. In sports. Emergency podcast. It's very douchey, but I really don't know how else to call it. Emergency impromptu podcast, right?
Impromptu.
I get it, babe. This is my monologue. I get it.
May message mo at 4 a.m. here in the Philippines kasi hindi ako makatulog. Nagigising ako ng 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. Tapos yun, like, oh, Tuesday pala. Tapos sama-tama, si Mo pala, meron pala mga callers. So, sabi ko, may Tuesday na lang kasi para ano.
Did you watch yun. It? Did you watch it?
Yeah. I did. Okay. I was excited eh. Pero ako yung tipo ng tao na medyo apprehensive. Medyo may konting kaba ako para sa kanya. Maybe para feel ko siya eh dahil stand-up comedian. Ang problema, nakikita ko yung itsura niya nung ini-interview siya. Promise ha, kabado siya.
You can tell with his lips.
You can tell.
You can tell with his lips because his lips, some people get nervous differently. You can tell he had the dry mouth. He was moving. He was going to his mouth a lot. I don't think he wanted to make it obvious, but you can see him almost licking his lips inside, like, you know, doing that, which is a classic, I'm terrified, bodily reaction. So, yeah, he was nervous.
Kuha niya, yung kuha ng picture niya, pag nagpa-picture siya, yung smile niya, hindi natural na smile. Alam mo yung, hindi siya sa moment. Alam mo ba, sa it nun, isi-share ko lang ha, bilang isang stand-up comedian and host. Ang masakit noon yung after kasi ang may isip mo, what if, sana. Frustrated kasi ano yun eh, chance mo yun eh. At ang feeling ko pa mo, hindi lang yung sa 10 days preparation, ang feeling ko, sumipa yung ano niya, akala niya kaya niyang i-wing. Alam mo yun, hindi siya masyadong...
So you're saying he wasn't prepared?
Hindi siya prepared. Ayan yung tipo na magaling ako, nakakatawa ako, kaya to. So hindi siya masyado ngayon kaya 'di ba nag-resort siya sa ano na yung mga sinulat ko nakakatawa yung writers ko hindi na.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Weird 'yon kasi alam mo nag-meeting kayo pero may ganun kasi ako na ano na pag nag-perform ako na hindi ako nag-prepare tapos pumalpak. Ramdam mo 'yun eh. Eh putyan laing stage noon.
Yeah.
Feeling ko ka ba hindi prepared tapos bagong nagulat kasi ako na hindi siya kilala eh. Di ba, magugulat ka, no? Who the fuck is Jojoy? Akala mo, kilala eh, no? Yung pala, maraming mga, who the fuck is Jojoy? Who is Jojoy? Doon ako na shock na.
I think the people are who are attacking him in that context are your Taylor Swift fan base who will do anything to protect their girl because obviously he said something about Taylor Swift. I don't think what he said was overly aggressive or offensive with Taylor. I think it was just a joke. It wasn't a particularly great joke, but I don't also think it was a very bad joke either. I think the performance in a whole was a bad performance. I don't think it was as bad as everyone makes it out to be, but I think I have to say this. I don't think Jojoy is funny. I've always said I don't think he's funny. I know we've interviewed him on Good Times. I am proud of the attention he brings, the culture. But I do not find him funny, and I've never found him to be particularly very funny. I think the jokes are recycled or kind of the same kind of punchline. Yeah, I'm not. Pero, ano, I think the movie was shit. The Easter Sunday movie was garbage. I mean, so I think he was already on a considerable decline, and this really put the icing on the cake. But Chopper and I were watching it yesterday. I think we both came to the conclusion, I'm sure she'll speak for herself here, that it might be not as bad as everyone makes it out to be.
Well, because we could hear the audience. I mean, it's cringy. The beginning was really cringy. There's a lot of like fanboying happening. And I think it's the nerves that are trying to like, I don't know. I'm not a stand-up comedian, so I don't know, right? Like, pero in my view, it seems like the nerves are taking over. So he's compensating with ad-libbing and fanboying. But then as it warmed up, I don't think it's as bad as everyone says because you could hear the audience laughing.
But that's pity laugh. Okay, that's
is
kind
that
of
pity laugh.
Yeah,
that's
pity laugh. And you know the fanboying part, that's a warm up. That's just, oh look, Baba was here. You do that, Alex, on stage when you want to make fun of the first front row. You have to actually just kind of warm it up.
But it was like it felt too much.
I don't agree with that. I don't think he was fanboying. I think he did the Meryl Streep like, oh my god, Meryl Streep is here, so he can do the mom joke. Look, we got a couple clips
that
here.
One, yeah, but the...
we got a couple clips here. Let's play a little bit of it.
Welcome to the 81st annual Golden Globes. I'm your host, Joe Coy.
He's terrified. You can just see in his face, he's terrified.
Look, I'm just taking this all in. Let me look around. I'm taking this all in. I'm so excited to be here.
Alex, that sounds like he's still trying to remember the script in that moment. It's okay, what the fuck am I doing? All right, let me put some filler. Oh yeah. Always wanted to be here.
This is a dream come true. Not just for me, but for everybody in here. We all dreamt of this moment.
Nope. No, they haven't. No. They've done that a million times. See,
only you have dreamt of this moment.
This is filler shit because I'm like, what the hell? I'm not going first, Joko. Am I right, Alex? Is that as a host?
Mali yun eh.
I can tell he's struggling here already.
Look at this. Look at this room. Look around. I mean, like look around. Look, Kevin Costner's here. Kevin Costner's never here.
That's okay. I'm okay with this.
No. Kevin's like in a mountain with a cow or something. But
terrible joke. Terrible joke.
I didn't get that. Is that like an inside joke?
Here. No, he's just he's an outdoorsman.
Everybody's here.
With
like,
a cow. It's like,
night.
You're smarter than
and
that.
And I got the best seat in the house.
Wala siyang ginawa kay Don. Kay Don Cheadle.
Yeah. Don Cheadle. Right. Completely passed him. But that's ad-lib. That's seeing...
Oh, pero wala siyang... Ba't mo minensyon tapos wala ka naman sasabihin? Parang, di ba, parang more on...
Yeah, it is weird. I mean, he's scanning the room, right? He's doing the left to right. Sees Costner.
But don't you already know beforehand?
No.
Like, okay. Like,
as a host,
won't have a seating chart.
No. No. There's no way you're memorizing that. That's way too much.
No. At least you know. Oh, like Oprah's gonna be on the left side. I'm gonna go.
Sure.
Like,
but in the moment, remember this is live. In the moment, he knows he's gonna talk to Oprah in a little bit, so he can't do the Oprah and then go back to Oprah a little bit later.
No, but see, I have a question, right? There's a script because he's been referencing writers wrote something, and there's a Antagdon where we read.
There's
all
the idiot board, the prompter.
The prompter. The prompter, right? So you know, and beforehand, 10 days before, I don't know if they gave him the script 24 hours before or 10 days, but at that point, aren't you preparing, like, okay, I could ad lib, dito ko ipapasok itong ad lib na to here, you know, a little bit more, right? No?
Alex, as a stand-up comedian, especially when you're talking about a legit script, I mean, if you go by the script and the script only, there's a really good chance you're going to sound like a robot, right? You have to give yourself a little bit.
Pero itong isa pa matindi kay Joko, stand-up comedian talaga siya. Never mo siya nakita
script.
Yung nag-grip ng matagal. Yung alam mo yung, di ba pag nag-stand-up siya talagang based on ano, kwento niya, di ba? Yeah. Wala siyang... Hindi siya madalas magturo, birang-bihira siya magsabi ng may pag-usap sa tao unlike ano, di ba, Ricky Gervais, na talaga namang hindi nga siya nagtuturo pero panay ano siya, dry, yung humor niya is ganun. Yung sila Matt Rife, sanay na sanay sa, ano, di ba, sa impromptu. Si Joko yung ano, kaya yung ano, yung nag-script nga siya pero gusto niya sanang maging ano, natural. Alam mo yung pinipiller na sinasabi mo, is that's your breaker eh. Yun yung pagpapa sinasabi mo na pagka tumulituloy ka ng script, malata ka ng puro script ka. So ang gagawin mo, bibreak ka ng konti. Ang problema, wala siyang...
He's too nervous to come up with anything. I mean, it almost sounds like a brain, a lock, you know, where in the moments that he has given himself gaps in the script to fill it in with what's going on, because he's talented enough, as many comedians are, Alex, We see that on the show already, right? You're talented. We know none of the shit that we're going to talk about tonight is scripted. But why is Alex funny episode to episode? Because in the moment, you can create something with what you're given. He, I think, was going to rely on that. But the nervousness
took over.
You know, it blocked his brain. So now he's going, oh, Don Cheadle's here. Or, you know, it's just fucking, we don't know what the fuck's going on. And then there's the pauses. We talked about it in the last, we talked about it in the last episode where we didn't like how Chappelle's special went because he would run to the back and kind of laugh at his own jokes. There was a little bit of uncomfortable laughter from Joe Roy, again, because I think he was terrified.
I would stay up late with my family just trying to guess who would win. And every time my mom would say, it's Meryl Streep, stupid.
That's a good joke.
Oh. Who else is going to win? She wins every time. And she was right.
Okay, so Alex, he goes to Streep. He does the mom joke, which is very Joe Roy. I'm okay with this joke. I think it's fine. But then when he goes back to Meryl Streep to do the Wakanda, I think, why do you go or why go back to her a second time? Why that? Like, I don't get the reference.
Me too. I was going to say, is there a reference to Meryl Streep in Wakanda Forever?
Or did he just throw that in there? So
I think that's a throw. I think that's a...
was lucky that Meryl Streep did the thing, you know?
Alam mo, nangyayari sa meeting room, na-meeting sa, eto ha, bunch of writers yan. Eh, naman talaga mga comedian eh. Sila, may mga writers yan eh. May mga writers yan, lalo sa mga shows nila, ng mga TV shows ha. May mga writers yan. Sila David Letterman and everything. May writer siya. Pinipili niya na kung ano gusto niyang joke. Oy, maganda yan. May ano yan, parang brainstorming. You wanna try this? Ay, okay yan. Sama natin yan. I don't like that. May ganun dapat si Joe Koy nun eh. I don't like that. Tapos sasabihin ng mga writers, oh, Joe Koy, meron kang sinasabi ni Mo, meron kang 2 minutes, ha, na you can do your, ibig sabihin, you do this, and then may 2 minutes to, you know, do your stuff, and then you go back to script. May ganun silang ano, agreement niyan, sigurado. At hindi sumipa yun. Yung si Meryl Streep, I think, yung una is planned.
Yeah.
Para sa nanay.
Yeah. That was for sure panic. Exactly.
Kasi nag-work eh.
Exactly.
Nag-work siya eh.
And I think a lot of this set was panic with planning. And the problem is the panic shit was a bomb. The ad-lib stuff was a bomb. The written stuff, I mean, it was average at best. It wasn't great. But again, I think in its totality, it wasn't as horrible. The two jokes that I think I the most hate are the Barbie joke, which is probably more a product. It's a bad joke. Not a bad joke because it's offensive. It just wasn't funny. But the problem is it's two parts. It's out of date, like it's an expired track of humor, plus it was a terrible joke. It did not hit. So it was a two-hit kind of fuck-up.
Which was sayang kasi the follow-up joke na pinasa kay Ryan Gosling kind of, that would have been funny. If
right,
it was,
the Ken
The Ken reference, you know, that would have been funny, but he...
Ang problema doon, kinakabana siya, hindi niya na ma-deliver ng maayos. Napansin mo, nira-rush niya na. May feel na mga comedian yun. Hindi lang to, ano ha, parang, uy, si Alex. Hindi lahat, alam na to, pagka bumita ko ng joke, tapos hindi nakakatawa, may panic kayo na, ano, kailangan ko ng saber. Yung ano, yung meron ko tinatawag na joke saber eh. We need a backup joke to, para matakpan na tong katanantaduan na to. And that was Ken. Pero rush yun. Kasi nga, aminado siya na, oh, packing shit, nag-ano ako kay Barbie. I need a Ken. Pero, kung maganda yung reception kay Barbie, it was a good Ken. Yung NFL joke, it was a, ano, yung delivery niya, yung alam mo mali doon, yung panning ng camera, kay Taylor Swift. Right. Akala ng mga tao, lalo na ng mga fan ni Taylor, oh my God, our queen. Na-provoke. Na-provoke ang queen natin. Pack Twitter. Social media. And then, nagmarami nagbasa sa social media. Dala-dala yung image na yon. Pumasok ngayon sa... Nanood ngayon. With the bias. All of them. Tapos nakapagbasa na ng kung ano-ano. Tapos yun na. Doon na nasira.
Okay. So let me ask you then, Alex. If we can grade it, and then I promise everybody we'll move on. Out of 5 stars, out of 1 to 10, out of 100%, what do you think the performance was?
Ito ha, ito wala sasabihin ko. Yeah. Nasanay tayo kay Joe Koy na magaling siya sa stand-up. We were expecting that kind of ano. Kasi, Pinoy, patay kayo sa amin. Patay kayo kay Joe Koy. We will bring the house down. Yari kayo kay Joe Koy. Doon sa premise na yon, doon tayo na-disappoint. Kasi akala natin, yung jokey na nagpapatawa sa mga tao, yun din ang mangyaring reaction nung celebrity audience. Remember, pag akat ni Jokoy sa stage, doon niya na-realize yung hierarchy where he is doon sa pecking order.
Yeah.
Dati kasi pag akat niya, I'm the star, people are talaga, oh, Jokoy.
Okay, so that was gonna be my follow-up question for you. How much of this do you think is the moment minus the stars, knowing it's a huge award-giving body? I mean, Golden Globes isn't the Oscars. It isn't the Grammys, it isn't the Emmys, but it's right up there, man. I mean, it's just a tier below the Oscars. How much of it is that, or how much of it is that, ay, putang ina, daming sikat dito?
Ako, combination of 50-50 yun.
Okay.
Plus, perhaps most of the
performance
people
in the room. Yung performance na bibigyan ko ng, alam, 5 stars, bibigyan ko ng 3. Talagang 3. Based on that particular, ano, walang comparison, ha? Kasi pag kinumpir mo sa mga ano niya, sa mga previous niya, that's a one, man. Ang layo ng reaction ng mga tao dun sa 3 yun based on the ano. Pero combination yun kasi nakita ko yung pagpasok niya. Ito yung mga celebrities. Sino tong hype na to? Anong right mo to ano?
That's
to
what
make
I was
us,
thinking
ano?
Kasi parang to us, sikat siya, but to the audience in attendance, they may not really know Jokoy's comedy. And plus, again, remember, Jokoy's comedy is relatable to Filipinos or to those married to or committed to or have Filipino friends or like so
wala experience
so hindi ka matatawa sa joke niya, like even when he did the mommy accent joke, like are you stupid, like how do
you
know
hindi kaya gawin yun.
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna disagree with you guys. I don't think it's sino yung gagawin nito on stage because the Golden Globes has never really, well, I don't say never, but I don't recall recently them bringing in a star bigger than the audience. Okay, you always bring up a comedian. Most often, they're not bigger than the people in the audience.
But
so,
big enough where they have like a night show or they've hosted before,
there
right?
are plenty of people that can host that are not famous and can crush it. Okay, plenty of people that can do it. I think Jokoy's performance was not good and it was not a product so much of what the offensive content was, but that he looked fucking scared.
He was nervous.
Yes,
that's all. He looked scared.
Sisigit ako kay Chopper, ha? Hindi yung ano, ha? Hindi yung dala-dala niyang ano, reputation, kundi pag akit na sa stage, naramdaman ng tao. Yun ang isang clue, isang ano, tip. Pag naramdaman ng tao, putya, dito ano, hindi to tiwala. Kabado to. Pati sila ngayon,
exactly.
Pati yung laughter
nila.
Yeah. Ano, there are people that have stepped up in the moment that are not that famous and done an amazing job and it actually catapults them to a status.
Correct.
And he did not rise to the occasion. In fact, he fell rather flat on the occasion. And maybe one last thing, Alex. Do you think his humor has run out? Like, the movie Easter Sunday was shithouse. And it was shithouse from the trailer. It was overdone. The Filipino thing was just overdone. I know. Again, I've never found him funny ever. Never once have I found him funny. But I get a lot of Pinoys who go and they're relatable. The Chopper said it earlier. His early stuff was relatable, so it brought in a lot of kind of Filipino, like, "Oy, putang ina, sumisikat on our humor. This is great." But it hasn't evolved.
It hasn't changed. Yep.
So are we at the end of Joe?
When I was watching it, it was a learning. Alam mo yon?
Yeah.
This is a learning process. Kung talagang mahal mo yung ano, this is not going to, hindi ko, wala akong pakialam sa kanya, saan nangyari sa kanya, kasi he will do something about it. He's there. He has that opportunity. Ako, applying it to my small career, for me, it has a learning process. Ano, learning process yon. Bakit? For ako, pagkatapos ito ni Jokoy, I will revisit my ano, my materials and everything. Ibig sabihin, na-expose siya na, oh my God, I have a target audience. I'm not that, hindi ako pwedeng palang, may gayto pala akong pinipili. And ako, babalik ako sa mga writers ko, kung may writers siya na, I need to, ano, parang, we need a little bit of adjustment so people, hindi na mauulit to. Ako, nakakatawa siya doon dati, pero na-expose siya dito na, oh my God, hindi mag-work yung ano.
He's limited.
Hindi pwedeng, yung kilala ka, hindi mo siya pwedeng dalhin at aayakapin ng tao yung humor mo. Dapat pala mayroon ka rin humor for that particular audience. Doon niya nalaman na,
yes, exactly. Ikan,
ano, it's just a 3-point shooter.
Ibang marketing.
It's just a 3-point shooter.
Right.
Na
yeah,
pagkatapos
right.
na, nung nagkaroon na ng dinipensa siya sa labas, he cannot drive. And as a basketball player, I will practice how to drive.
Yep.
And that's a learning process for me. Me, Na-apply ko yan sa akin, sasabihin, mula ngayon, di talaga ako magiging ano, I will not take that for granted anymore. It's ano, it's a wake-up call. Ina-apply ko kasi, eh, lang naman mangyayari sa buhay natin, pag papinalagpas ko yan, wala eh. Ako, nakita ko, naramdaman ko siya pag akit niya, kinakabahan siya, tapos plus, hindi siya na-blackout siya, tapos na-starstruck siya. In hindsight, dapat ginawa niyo yun as a cute eh. Alam mo yung relatable, yung, oh my God, is this my first time? I'm going to be, ano, I'm feeling, dapat naging ano siya, vulnerable siya. So people, alam mo yun, yung right. In-attack niya na ano, hindi siya naging, ano, defensive. Dapat yeah. Agad siya, I'm really, ano, this is, dapat doon pa lang sa simula, hindi pa siya nagbabam. Sinabi niya na agad na, this is just 10 days. Alam mo yung opening mo, hindi niya dapat ginawang defense yun eh.
Defense
dapat,
agad.
Oh my God, this is just a 10 days. You know, some of the writers, I don't
like. He said it multiple times. Like, yung the jokes that you guys are laughing at are the ones that I actually wrote,
yun,
not the writers.
Yun, mali yun
that
eh.
Was
I don't,
so
no, no, but again, he's panicking. It's such a terrible, panicking. It is such a horrible line. And probably, in fact, probably the worst line he did the whole
pero
time was to blame
lang,
others.
Sayang lang, ang kasi ang pakiramdam natin, nagpadala tayo ng representative. Yung naman ang masakit dyan eh. Ang ayaw ko lang, yung putya, itulak ko na kagad sa ilayon ng bus. Ang mga Pinoy, bigla, all of a sudden, no Pinoy pro. Yan ang problema eh. Doon lang ako na ano sa karakter ng Pinoy na katakot pala tayong mga, katakot pala itong mga to na putya na. Yan ang sinasabi kong joke ko, no? Pagka okay na siya, baka mag-anak natin yan. Pero pag hindi, hanapan natin how to putya na. That's the American side who fuck up.
Right. Anyway, let's get to it, because we got this is a pretty long intro. It's a 22-minute intro. Maybe in the commercial break when we come back, if there are a couple more maybe last words we want to say about this while we let it marinate in our heads. But I guess I'm relieved, Alex, that you said it wasn't as bad as everyone thinks.
Comparison dun sa ano niya. Bad talaga kasi ang taas na expectation eh. Pero pagdating doon, pag narinig ka ng mga tawa, pity man, ang talagang bomb is silence. Yun talaga yung
so
walang
bomb.
Reaction.
Like,
yun talaga
just
yung boo o kaya wala talaga. Pero nakita ko, bad siya. Pero nung pinaparod mo talaga, ay, may konting ano siya, kahit parang may konti siyang water na pinainom ng konti. Hindi talaga drought man lang.
Yep,
pero
yep.
Nung nakita ko ito, isingit ko lang, di ba kalbo si Jokoy? Kalbo si Jokoy, di ba? May nag-message sa akin na, Alex, magpapatuloy ka ba ng hair transplant mo? Alam mo, ang funny dito, nung tumago ako sa doctor ko, may nagtatanong ko, dito may doctor mo, si Dr. Ryan Francisco, kung ba't ako masyadong nasa 80% ngayon na magpapaano, pag tawag na, Alex, video call mo ako, pag video call, he did it to himself.
Oh, wow.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. Sabi na, oh, look at me, I'm doing it.
So when are you gonna do it?
So hindi, hindi ko pa alam.
Ah, okay.
pero pag nangyari kay Jokoy ng mga kalbo, di ka nakakatawa, parang pero alam mo talaga nag ano bago alam ko bumubuo na tayo pero ang nag-hukay talaga siya na ano doon kay Taylor Swift, man.
Siya nag-hukay ng libingan
talaga siya nag ano ako alam mo wala sa Taylor Swift joke. It's just a matter of ano lang eh, ano, okay ba si Joko, hindi ano lang to, matter pala lang to eh. Pero dahil sa binomba siya sa ano sa social media, may yung mga taong hindi naman nakapanood, putya na, because of the ano yung alam mo na yung nakikita lang sa somewhere na, ay, pangit raw, pangit daw, may dala-dala sila. Pero pag i-open mo yung ano mo, yung talaga lang, that is not that bad. It's not that bad.
I mean,
pero it's bad. It's bad for gold. It's bad for an opportunity sana on the big stage. Sayang.
Well, this is
okay,
shot,
okay.
Like,
but when I say, we gotta go. We really gotta go. But let me just say this last, and then we really gotta go. In fact, then we become him. You know, when I say I don't think it's as bad as everyone says, I think it's because if you gave it a review, you would get a 1 out of 10, 2 out of 10, that at best 2 out of 10. Fine, but I still think it's a 3 out of 10, which is pretty shit fucking score, okay?
I
think it was worse than what you think it was, Alex. I don't think it was as bad as the internet says it is, but I also think this might be, I wouldn't say career killing.
Yes.
But his shine has run out.
The career testing moment.
Yeah. I have a feeling.
I don't know. Testing is like there's a huge opportunity to change. I think we're just about closing the door on Jokoy, and we will likely see him do what, you know, maybe the Apple, the apps, and all of that is uuwi na lang siya Pilipinas.
Binulong mo si Apple.
Well, because we'll see that, right? We'll see the every now and then, like, oy, diba, parang Billy Joe, putang, sigat sa France, and then, you know, babalik sa Philippines after it's, you know, like, But we're done. We got to go. We got to go. Not another word, because this is a 30-minute intro, longest we probably had in the history of the program. First caller is Mary. She is in Toronto, 28 years old. Welcome to the podcast, Mary. I know all of this kind of stand-up comedy talk might not be your cup of tea with considering the considerable problem you have, but thanks for being patient with us. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Mary.
Hello. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mo. Hi, Chopper. Hi, Alex. Oh my God, sobrang kinakabahan ako.
What's the temperature outside, Mary?
Oh my God.
It's like negative, probably like negative 30 or some shit, right? It's so fucking cold over there. Mary, you are on the pod with myself, Alex and Chopper. What is your problem? Tell us a little bit of the backstory and, of course, whatever your question is.
Okay. So, my 4-year partner, live-in partner.
Is your live-in partner with you? Is that why you're whispering?
No. Pero may kasama kami sa bahay, so medyo pabis.
Okay, go ahead.
And yon. So, andito kami sa Canada. Summer 2023, nag-part-time ako sa isang work. May nakilala ako.
Wait, nag-part-time ka sa bar?
No.
Sa isang work?
Work, okay.
Sa isang work.
Okay. Part-time job? Okay, and then?
May nakilala akong medyo bata.
Gano'n ka bata? Like, what's like the gap?
6 years.
Okay. So 22, 28, okay?
And ayun, fubu.
Naging fubu.
Si boyfriend, ilan taon?
Nasa 30s.
Okay.
So
you cheated. Is this the first time you cheated on your live-in partner?
Yeah.
Okay. Congrats.
So, ayun. Ang dilemma ko ngayon, I'm pregnant.
Oh, shit.
With the fubu.
Congrats.
No.
Ilang months?
Well, not
for 4 weeks.
Okay, wait. Okay. How do you know it's with the fubu? Just by you were, you know, the last time.
Yung boyfriend ko hindi ko pinapayagan na putok sa loob, pero yung fubu pwede.
No,
paano mo nalang fubu?
Wala kaming sexual activity ng boyfriend.
Okay.
Ay po, dyan. Mali mo. Dapat
why? Balance. Why not?
Ay, sorry.
Why not?
Kasi hindi siya active.
Why?
Well, dapat may why.
Hindi ka din alam.
No, are you, have you talked about it?
Were you initiating?
Yeah. Oo. Tapos sinasabi niya lang sa akin every time na mag-initiate ako or magtatanong ako, sabihin niya na, hindi kasi ako malibog tulad mo.
Ay, putang na gag!
Let me send you a photo of this girl, by the way, Alex and Chopper.
Mary,
hold on. Every time we get the, my boyfriend doesn't want to fuck me, the first thing I do is send a photo, and then we yell at the boyfriend for being stupid because he doesn't want to have a sex with his girlfriend who is not bad looking at all. I mean, she is rather pretty. So we do the looks math, right? Because it's a big deal. You look at the girl, she's attractive. Boyfriend doesn't want to have sex with her. There's some. All of a sudden, we start blaming the boyfriend, even though this girl's pregnant with another man's child, right?
Ay, puta.
Gago. Kirain ko to kahit.
We every now and then we'll get the girl that calls the show maybe once a month, right? Like, my boyfriend, my husband doesn't want to have sex with me, and then we look at the photo, and of course, I mean, no offense, but the thing I'm thinking is, oh, she looks like a walrus, and then we show it, and it's like
so Garcia.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. You know what? Okay, so you stole my line, Alex. Not in the comedic way, but I was about to say, you know how I brought up Billy Joe while ago?
Yeah.
Colleen Garcia lookalike. Yeah. I mean,
yes.
Not 99%.
Not the mystique aside. But the feature.
But that's the celebrity that came to my mind. It's the celebrity that came to Alex's mind. And I think maybe Chopper can now see it after we've said it. But she looks like Colleen Garcia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And her boyfriend's not fucking her. What's the problem? So I know you have a bigger problem than why your boyfriend isn't having sex with you. But there's an issue there.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is this, real quick. Would you have cheated on your boyfriend if he were having sex with you? Like, was the sex with the coworker because of the lack of sex at home, or was the sex with the coworker is because you had a crush on your coworker?
The lack of sex.
Okay, so it was lack of sex. I'm going to fuck somebody else. And the coming inside you, which is always the key to all of this pregnancy stuff.
The pregnancy is the coming inside.
Yeah, what the fuck are you
unless
thinking?
Unless you're Mary. Oh, you're Mary, the Virgin Mary. You're not the Virgin Mary, but you're just the Mary.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
It's not Hail Mary, but it's Hey Mary.
Nice chopper. That works with the Golden Globes. All right.
He didn't come inside you?
No, hindi.
Paano ka napunta sa Immaculate Conception? Talaga pinanindigan mo na yung pagkamariya mo.
You know, many guys say that. I didn't come. They came four minutes ago.
It's like one microscopic thing, right?
No. Hold on.
Pero tinignan ko kasi yung date. Fertile ako na.
I know. I get it. And you're pregnant. And you've told me, you not only do you have a test, you went to the doctor, they confirmed the pregnancy. You are 100% pregnant. My question is, why do you believe he did not come inside you? Okay, beautiful.
Yeah. In that moment, you did. Like, pero syempre, obviously, after the fact, alam mo na nagsinungaling siya, di ba?
After the fact.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what's funny? The whole, when guys say, I didn't come in a casual sexual encounter with no protection, that's the johoy line, the filler line where you're trying to extend time. You're like, shit, fuck, I came inside her. Did you come? No.
Nope.
I did not.
Nope.
Not at all.
Nope. Not at all. And you play the numbers game. You're like, okay, we'll just see. In your mind.
Yeah.
I'm really happy to be
don't
here.
Know why I didn't. I don't know why I didn't come. Don't know why. Tapos sa kasunod niyan, marry me anyway. Marry that way. Nakapoy na makantang bastos na hindi mo alam na bastos talaga.
She really sounded that, you know?
Waited till I saw the sun.
Ba, I waited till I saw the sun.
I don't know why I didn't
come.
I left you by the house of fun.
Oh, house of fun, no?
I don't know why I didn't come.
Such a good song.
Don't know why I didn't come. When I saw the break of day, I wish that I could fly away. Instead of kneeling in the sand, catching teardrops.
Oh, here's the best part.
In my hand, my heart is drenched in wine. You'll be on my side forever.
Usually when guys say they didn't come is a fucking flat out lie. And you know what, girls? Let me tell you this. And I put this on you. I blame you. You're the one with the vagina. You understand the science of it all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying you should have you should have had the condom. You should have had some kind of contraception. But this shit is on you guys. Only because you know boys are stupid. Like, I get it takes two to tango. But really, the bulk of the blame is on the girl here. Because you know boys are dumb. You know they're so driven about sex. You know that they will never pause.
Nice save, Mo. You're going to the Johoy Barbie there. Then you went.
This is how you do it, Joseph.
That's how you do it,
yeah.
Mo.
Are you stupid, Chopper? Joseph?
He's about to. What the?
This was my Ken moment. Okay. Because you know boys are stupid. Never in the history, and when I say that, I'm exaggerating, but it's pretty close to reality. Never in the history did a boy about to have sex with someone who looks like Colleen Garcia and go up, wink. Ano to? Mini stop muna ako, bibili pa muna ako ng condom. With your dick out. Like, no one's done that. You roll the dice, you take your chance, you come inside her and you go, fuck.
Absolutely agree. Kasi that's gonna be your body. Ikaw yung maapektuhan as a woman, mostly in the beginning, especially lalo na kung magiging single mom ka, right? And even after the fact, and you're based in Toronto, I know you can do this, you shouldn't have trusted and went to the store right away, take that morning after pill just to be sure.
No, but he didn't know. She didn't know.
I don't care. I'm not trusting the guy if he said it in college.
Easy jumper.
You know, like,
that's a fair point.
Right? Diba? Like, bakit, why are you going to take your word for him? Like, to most point, dapat, everyone listening, girls, alam dapat to, we're not in 1983.
May tanong ako, Chopper. May tanong ako, Chopper. Yung sperm ba pag lumabas, nararamdaman nyo?
Yeah.
I think in volume, though. Because unlike on my big ejaculation moments, I don't see it like dripping out of her. Like I don't see it dripping out of her. But then on the big ejaculation moments, you know, with your cream pie moments, you'll see it kind of like trail.
I was not expecting that. I was not expecting that set mo.
Sorry,
you went there. I was just asking for the feeling. Sometimes
you'll feel inside there's a warm release of it. Most of the time, no, unless you like you say you move. Like that's why the moment you stand up or if you continue lying down, it will come out of you and drip out.
You don't feel a warm release from me. This is hurting my confidence.
If it's a lot, you'll feel it.
I mean, I want you to gargle some of it.
May kwento lang ako mo. Ito, kwento ang lalaki to, ha. Kami, oh ba, may girlfriend.
Sige, pare.
Yeah, kasi ba, ano muna to? Ito muna yung pa-setup ko. Kami mga lalaki, pa nagkwento kami, malalaman mo kung maganda yung girlfriend mo o hindi. Sa reaction ng, pa, di ba, pakitaas mo, pag-sepay, nag-sex kami ng girlfriend ko. Pati nga, pag sinabi ng barkada mo na, nag-condom ka.
Yeah.
Ibig sabihin, hindi masyadong worth it, delika.
Yeah.
Pero pag sinabing, nagkwento ka pare, nag-sex kami itong girlfriend ko, ano, nag-condom ako. Ang...
Yeah, yeah. You know,
ganun mo malalaman.
That's a pretty accurate statement there.
Itong guy na nagbubo sa'yo, man, Mary, talagang, ano yan, nakikita niya yan ka, pinaabobo ang lalaki pag malapit na nalapasan. Tumatapang, nawawala yung mga plans sa buhay. Pag malapit na, bubuntis mo yan, baka mawala. Bahala na. Tapos pag nagising na, ano nangyari? Hindi ako nilabasan. Hindi naman. Pero hinangina. Yung titi, bala.
Yeah, I know. I didn't come out of, why is your dick like, I don't know.
Also, like, paano yun?
I don't know. It's just tired. It's just tired, nervous.
Bakit siya tumigil? Diba, kung hindi ka, if you didn't come,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why
but
did
in the
stop?
In the moment, it's not like this girl's dissecting. See, we have the luxury of dissecting all of it because we're not involved. Okay,
we're looking at it at the Golden Globes on the stage.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I mean you kind of like you know how you always like look up to God and the angels are judging you. Well, that's what we're doing. We're judging from heaven.
I love it.
I know, shit,
12 days ago.
Alam pang fertile.
Fertile pa.
Sabihin mo kay boss na ipasok na yung embryo.
Nakaka-insulto sa sperm yun. Yung i-deny ka. That's the first one. That's the first denial. Putan, hindi mo lumalaw yung sperm. Binanarig niya na. Hindi ako nilabasan. Uy, gago! Ano kami?
And of course, he can hear it. Hindi ako nilabasan. Like, it's because I'm sad about it.
Putan, it's fair. Gumawa ka na. Ay, hindi ako nilabasan, ha? Hindi, dapat hindi siya mabubuntis, eh. Narinig nung sperm na, ay, hindi pala nilabasan, ha? Putan, yari ka sa akin. Asan yung maitlog?
Okay, wait, hold on. Her life is a disaster.
Okay, you guys are laughing at her.
Mary, I apologize.
We just want everyone to learn from this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, Mary. I know, like, trust me, this is a considerable problem. Okay, this is a fucking huge problem.
I know.
You're 4 weeks pregnant.
We will change mood after the analyzing part.
What is the question?
I don't know what to do.
Oh, that's a beautiful question. here's the thing. Can you see your life without your partner? That's really everything here in this. I mean, we can sit here and we can laugh. And I think a part of you is laughing with us. But I know that your life is about to change. I know that you weren't planning to have a child. And that is the biggest challenge of all of this, is you're not going to become a mom and you have to raise a child. Okay, that's the challenge. What you do with your boyfriend, your live-in partner, at this point, it's kind of not that big of a deal. But for conversation's sake and to help you get over this problem, can you see your life without your partner, considering it doesn't seem like you've got a great relationship anyway?
Well, medyo rough na kami.
Ha?
Nasa Pilipinas pala, medyo rough na.
Okay. That's not my question, though. Because right now, your relationship is essentially over. Last week, when we were talking about this girl, and I asked her, maybe you should come clean to your husband that you've cheated on him. And there was a debate. Some of us said yes. Chopper said no. I said yes. We can actually debate whether we're going to be honest. In this one, there's no debate. You cannot get away. Unless you fuck your boyfriend tonight. And then just say it was an early pregnancy by a month. And then lie the entire time.
Ako nga eh, alam ko hindsight na to mo, no? Hindi ko alam na nagpupubo ka, tapos hindi na ipagsex sa boyfriend mo, ipagsex sa fubo mo, doon pa lang sign na yun na you're alam mo, gano'n ang mangyayari. Hindi mo malang alam ko mas mali ah, na, eh, pero naluloko ka na eh. Pero kung naluloko ka na, sana, di ba, meron kang sex sa boyfriend, may sex ka sa ano, parang, di ba? Pero, anyway, ang sinasabi, talagang ano, hindi mo talaga gusto na yung lalaki.
You can't, it's very difficult to lie your way through this. And that's why I'm not gonna go with the lie. I am pretty sure in the 13 years of this show, we've had girls say, hey, my husband did not get me pregnant. And we've said, okay, just lie. If you wanna run with the lie, it's a fucking hard lie to pull off. But I'm pretty sure we've said it as an option. I don't think this is an option because of the circumstances regarding your relationship. And this might be, it should be, the one thing that finally gets you to break up with him. Because sometimes we'll stay, you know, like, oh, okay, shit. And it's so hard to find that one reason. Well, guess what? You have your one reason. The defining
citizen ka ba ng
ano?
Citizen ka ng Canada? Citizen ka ng Canada?
Hindi pa.
Do you rely on him for that?
No.
Yeah, well, you
guys
are not married.
He relies on me on that.
Ano bang ruling ng ano pag nabuntis ka, the medical applicable ba sa'yo?
Libre naman lahat.
Yeah, you're resident, yeah?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Oof. Shit. Mm. Okay. It's a little complicated situation you're in.
Yeah. Ito pa yung one problem ko.
Yeah.
Si Fubo gusto niyang ipa-abort.
Ayun lang.
Yeah,
it's your body, right? You
well,
decide.
I mean, I've you know me. I've been through this. I've danced this dance, and I've got the mindset of, you know, like we said earlier, it takes two to tango. Everyone's involved. It is your body. We get that. I'm against it by default anyway, but it is your body. But I think it's a conversation to have with everyone involved. In this case, it's just the two of you guys, right? What do you think about it when he says that?
Mas gusto kasing ikip eh.
Mm. Yeah. Pilipino to, si boy.
Yeah.
Residence?
Hindi siya stable.
Yeah. Can you date somebody with a passport, please? It'd be nice.
Yeah.
Pero 22 years old.
That's right.
He's young. He's super young. You're young. He's super young. I'm pro-life. I would encourage you to keep the baby. There are a lot of other... you'll see a lot of... models naman na, naging successful naman na single moms, and then actually that catapulted them into even better lives and careers because meron na silang they have a why, they have like that a whole other reason to live for. And to me, as I'm sure Mo and Alex would agree, like, and having children has like just given us even more purpose to do better, get better at lives, like motivation to do better things and become better people for our kids, right? So I would strongly advise you to not abort your child. In the end, it's your decision, but that's my advice.
Ako nakakatakot ano ah. Ako, yung kid, wala akong ano dyan, decision mo yan kasi ikaw naman. Pero yung sa pupuntahan mo, halimbawa pinipilit mo sa guy, I don't think you have a better life with the 22-year-old. Dun sa previous boyfriend mo, ay sa current boyfriend mo, kung magsinungaling ka man, meron laging DNA. Alam mo, hindi ka mapapalagay. Alam mo yun? Hindi ka mapapanatag, whatever. So, pero mo, ang tanong niya, may tanong ba siya na sasabihin niya?
Anong gagawin niya?
I mean, it could be something you do early on now and say, hey, our relationship has been rough. It's been rough nung Pilipinas tayo. It's been rough now. We haven't had sex in X amount of time. You can pinpoint reasons to break up. I would do it now, obviously,
yeah,
before
now.
You grow, right? Or you can be honest.
And don't tell the boyfriend.
Either way, they're breaking up. I would just, you know, be honest or what? Like, if if it's easier for her to just tell her tell him everything para mas mabilis yung breakup nila, go ahead.
I want to do that because there's a reputation that you have to then deal with that if you can avoid it, avoid it. Reputation meaning he'll tell his friends, he'll tell his thing. It gets the blame off of him, even though we started this whole conversation with blaming him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It takes the blame off of him. It's like a free get out of jail card when my girlfriend cheated on me. I got pregnant. Imagine, you girlfriend going to jab na buntis na.
Yeah.
It's so, it's such a terrible PR moment for you, no matter how famous you are or not, right? It's bad public relations. Yeah. So break up with him now. Don't have to really tell him anymore about the baby. If he ever sees it on Facebook or something 3 years from now, he'll probably message you and go, "Akin ba yan?" Then you're saying, "Imposible. It was a rebound guy after we broke up. I was brokenhearted. Feels good about himself." You know, all that shit.
Yeah.
But the moment you tell him you cheated on him, again, where I differ between this one and last week's call about being honest, it was a wife trying to save a relationship. She's got two children, all that stuff. With you, this relationship, shit. It's been shit. You cheated on him, you're pregnant. All mindset should go now to this pregnancy. Not really talking to the FUBU as much. Alex, thanks for reminding me. And Trevor, thanks for reminding me. He's only 22. Completely forgot about that. Dispatch your boyfriend.
Yeah, plan for your life own. Going. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Plan for having this baby on your own.
Hindi kayo nag-sex? Hindi kayo nag-sex ni boyfriend ng 4 weeks na to?
Hindi.
Ay, pucha.
Yeah, okay. All right. The whole legalities behind, like, I don't know, how the FUBU, who's not a resident, all that stuff, how he, I don't know what he has to do because it's Canada. That's a whole nother kind of problem. But right now, your pressing issue is take care of the baby and break up with your boyfriend. I don't know what your life looks like, though, because you live in together. I don't know if that means nagtatrabaho si boyfriend, tapos kung mawawala siya sa eksena, then you're going to be stuck with rent that you can't afford, you know, all those other logistical problems. That's
I have a good job naman.
Perfect. Out. Done.
Perfect. Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect.
You can do this. Just do it on your own. Plan it on your own. Don't get any other FUBUs after giving birth. Okay. Just focus on you and the baby for now.
Okay. Thanks, Colleen. Appreciate
What's
you.
What's your height?
No.
Why?
Just trying to be anonymous.
I know.
Why?
I just want to end on a good note. just want to end the set.
Okay, do you want a gender reveal? Do you want a boy or a girl?
Oh my god. I want a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, girls are fun. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right,
and congratulations. I know I know we were like reacting very like shit moment like in the beginning, but a baby born into the world is always a happy thing and it's always something to be celebrated. So congratulations to that and best of luck.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
All right, Mary. And your name is Mary.
Chopper.
So it's yeah.
Si Chopper nagka-cup ng something na parang nagkakaroon tayo ng sense ng balance. Na kwente, sinabi ko, height mo. Doon tayo mag-end.
So take a break. When we come back, we have more of the show. GTWM Year 13, episode number 3. It's an AMA back-to-back as well. Right after this, don't go away.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWM Podcast on Facebook.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Ollie.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
Welcome back to the podcast. You're listening to Good Times with Mo, the podcast, year 13, episode number 3. AMAs with Alex Chopper, myself. We have next caller, but before that, Alex, what can you... I guess promote early on here in January.
Sa local sa Pilipinas, I have shows. Abangan nyo lang sa ano ko sa social media ko. Pero ito pinaka-importante. March 26, nandiyan ako sa Singapore.
Yeah.
Ano yan, may show ako diyan sa Heroes tapos 69 Circular Road. Diyan. Confirm na 'yon. It's an English set, so please prepare yourself.
Are you prepared?
You prepare yourself.
Yeah, I'm bringing Filipino comedians there.
Nice.
So, ano na, March 26, I'll be there March 24 to March 27. Kasi I'll be promoting dyan sa Merlion.
Oh, nice.
Kasi ba, mamaya, I would like to see you there. Kung gusto niyo mag get-together yan para manood tayo dun sa March 26 yan. Confirm. Yung mga nagre-request sa Singapore, ginawa ko na ng paraan.
Have you been to Singapore? Okay.
Yes.
Amazing.
Last, yeah, ganda.
Oh, amazing. And we have a pretty strong Singapore listenership. Really one of our strongest locations that download the podcast. So, again, Alex, we'll be in your part of the world. I wish we'd join you, man. I freaking
March 26,
love
man.
Singapore.
Holy weekend.
And pretty healthy group of GTWM listeners there. Wow. I'm not sure if they are well represented, like on Discord. By the way, join the Discord. I know that my most recent link is already expired. Maybe I'll do that right after the show today, is give you a kind of updated link. But really good way for you guys, wherever you are around the world, for example, in this case, Singapore, to get together, maybe meet up with Alex, go to his shows, say hi, do the pyramid from the crowd, all of that stuff.
Makita nyo to, mga hype kayo.
So please, check. Look, we got some Singaporeans already here on the Zoom.
Yeah, they're asking for caps. There you go.
Let's get to our next call. She thought she was going to be on the Zoom. Okay, no, we're going to put you on via Viber here. Hi, Sky. Welcome to the podcast. You're 24 years old. You're in Japan. What's up?
Hi, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well over there. Didn't Tokyo have that freaking crazy ass celebration with the super fireworks and the drones, all that stuff?
Yeah, well, I just stayed at home. I was having an intimate celebration with my friends.
Ooh, intimate celebration with your friends. I want to know what that's like.
I don't know why he didn't come.
No way.
Well, what's it?
What's an intimate celebration?
It sounds like an orgy.
No. We're reconnecting with some of the friends that we haven't seen in a long time, and it was like just, six of us.
Sex.
You know, just catching. No, six. Like number of people, the packs.
Mm. Ah, facts.
Facts.
Kailangan makakaligtas ka sa amin sa mga pa.
Sex facts. Whole thing. And we ate pansay canton, you know. It's just like... just okay, well, that's good. I'm glad you had a good celebration. What's up? What do you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah, because I called before and...
Fairly recently, right?
Yeah. But now I found a new partner. And
what did you call about last time? It was pretty scandalous, if I recall, right?
Was it on the show? Like, I mean, this AMA, would we?
Yeah, it was an AMA. We shared her photos with you guys. She's super cute. Again, I don't know.
I have too many photos now.
Tinatanong ko yung height. Kaya ako tinatanong height. Kasi kanina si Mary, mas bagay siya pagka medyo petite yung beauty niya. Hindi ko ma-imagine pag tumangkad. May apekto kasi yun sa itsura . Diba, pag si Chopper, gawin mong 4'11", di ba parang di bagay sa kanya yung 4'11"? Ganyan talaga yung height niya. Yung talaga itsura niya.
I think this is also true for this caller. She is very cute And again, guys, when I say cute, I don't mean like hindi siya maganda. Like we always say, "Oy, maganda yung babae." No, it's just because she looks so small, but just as pretty. I would say you guys remember this girl. Let me send you her photo. And I remember, Sky, you messaged me because remember that old man that was looking for a girl that he can. Oh, sorry, I sent it to you. You wanted to apply to be kind of a. What was his name? Fucking Lee or some shit?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Lee from California.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
You were trying to apply to be his girl for a little bit of money. a little bit of money and a visa.
I remember this.
So, okay. But, you know, this girl's super cute, right? I mean.
Pucha daming ahas.
She got a lot of tattoos, though.
I know.
I mean, I would say just as pretty, if not just like almost doppelganger of Kichi Nadal.
Did we say that the last time too, Kichi?
I don't think we said Kichi last time.
No, we were talking about like an artist, anak ni something.
I don't know.
I think Chopper was the one who brought it up.
Oh, the daughter of Jim Paredes. Yeah, that's right. What's her name?
Oh, I
forget. I still forget.
Daughter ni ano ni Panganiban.
Oh yeah, Ella Panganiban. Or yeah, that's right. That's right. Yep.
Okay. Anyway, what's your issue?
So, right now I have a new partner, and my problem is that, so we had sex, right? Then I discovered that he has a broken
dick?
Penis. Like,
nice.
Literally the bone, you know what happens?
There's no bone. There's no bone. But anyway, I get what you're saying though. Yeah.
I don't know.
He showed me pictures what it was like before, and then all the, you know, the hospital stuffs. And then right now, before it was long and girthy, you know, but now it's just girthy. And like
how much did they take away from this,
from the lamp,
from this dick?
probably like around 2 inches.
That's a considerable, that's a considerable chop off.
But from what to what? Like, because if you're going, say, is he Filipino or?
he is. Like, so from.
Wait. Before you answer that, if it were Filipino and you take 2 inches off, that's taking the whole fucking thing.
That's what I'm thinking.
No.
Unless it's coming from like Filipino 8 inches, right? To 6 inches, puede pa yon,
diba? Sorry, you were saying what?
There are some blessed Filipinos.
I get it. We're joking. Yeah. We're kind of fucking with the averages here. But let's.
Puta malaki yun, man. Parang sa savings. Okay. Parang sa savings, nag-withdraw ka ng.
Yeah.
Ganito kalaki na bawas.
Two inches of any dick. I don't care if you're freaking from Congo. 2 inches of any dick is a considerable.
Yeah. Bibili akong footlong hot dog. Hindi na yun, footlong. It's 2 inches, man. That's
But to answer Chopper's question, if we can do a little bit of numbers, because you didn't see it prior to it being broken.
Hold on. This is the thing. Like, then natatawa ko because he showed her what it looked like before, kind of like.
Oh well, yeah.
Dati ganito ako.
Yeah. Well, that's
same. He's like really insecure about it.
Yeah, but it's the same thing as your profile photo in your Facebook your IG, a photo of you like 10 years ago.
I know, but this is like penis, right? Just to let you know, I wasn't this small, right?
I get it. Yeah, it's like any catfish. You're dating this, but you're really not.
Oh, man. Okay, I hope he doesn't do this.
Nah, he's fine.
Okay. What was it before?
So, before it was like... I'm doing... Nagdadangkal ako, sorry.
You want to go on Zoom and show us?
No, I'd rather not.
Come on. You're on Zoom already.
No, I promise. I'm not. I was looking for the link. That's why I was surprised when you called. Anyways, it was like around like 5-6-ish.
Okay, let's say 6. Let's be generous. Let's say 6.
No, let's meet halfway. Yeah. No need to be generous. 5.5. 5.5, you knock out 2. That's 3.5. That's a considerable loss.
Ooh.
And again, in mathematics, you are talking about 35% of the dick being taken off. Can we go back to the broken, quote-unquote, part? What happened? He obviously sustained an injury, which isn't a medical emergency. We've established that many times here on the show. What happened?
Okay. Because this man, puta. I mean, sorry, sorry.
Okay lang.
Kasi I know that I'm older than him. So I think na I've explored a lot ganyan at my age. Pero like the kings that he has, like, man, wild as in, like, di ko kinakaya. And
considering hold on. You know, this is how we get irritated, right? What does that mean? Hindi ko kinaya yung kinks. What are you talking about?
Like, he's into like animal play, blood play.
What is animal play? Like bestiality?
No. This is where you like you put a costume as a pet.
Oh,
not just not a cute cat ears, like full on mascot.
Tapos kinigat ng putang ng hayop ng tite. What happened?
And then blood play is like involving knives, you know, blood.
Oh, yeah.
But having sex after.
Freaking baby. Just like that. I miss this song. It's such a good song.
Ang pangit akong binaysyo na yung may blood sa animal, no?
Tapos knives.
Such a good song, man.
Text talaga.
And there's no singing. There's no singing. It's just all talking. 24
karat gold. Kinuwento lang yan.
I'm here with the Golden Globes.
My career sucks.
Okay, balik tayo kay ano, kay animalization or whatever it is that you guys were doing.
So how did he break his dick? With the knife? With the animal? With what?
No, well, so alam niyo pag ano natanggal accidentally and then you try to like put it back in.
Okay. So he was in cowgirl position and the girl sat on his dick and it did not go in the hole.
I don't know. I didn't want to know further. So.
Yeah, well, that's usually what I... Usually a broken dick, which is not breaking a dick, but you get for conversation sake, it's you get a person in cowgirl position or reverse cowgirl or Asian cowgirl.
What the hell is an Asian cowgirl?
Asian cowgirl is the squat. You know, where they squat. And
okay, I didn't know that.
Or maybe like a doggy, a very vigorous doggy style where you're really kind of jackhammering it and then it comes out and you push it back in, but it goes on the wet
the
bone
yeah.
and it snaps right there. And that is surgery. Immediately. Yeah, you go to the hospital right now. And you'll know. You'll know because your penis will turn purple as it fills with blood that it's not supposed to as it is torn the chamber area and it starts to grow an astronomical size. And if you're embarrassed by it or all that, you could probably die. So, broke his dick.
So what's the question? What's the problem? Like, you're dating this guy. He broke his dick. His dick is shorter. What's the problem?
Yeah, because he's really insecure about it. And I just want... And I just wanted like to help him out. Like I'm saying it's okay, and he's like compensating it for like the poor play. Don't laugh.
Okay, help him out. Inimagine ko lang na imagine ko lang. Every time he undresses, acts whoa, like just act surprised. Always like it's big.
Okay, well, hold on. Has he sent you a dick pic before? Can you send us a dick pic? Oh. I want to see what it looks like.
Oh.
Wala naman shit, eh. Oh, yan. Ganyan kami ka-open.
I just saw it like in the moment. I don't have a picture.
Fuck.
Sayang. Kasi willing namin tignan. Ganun kami.
Yeah, this is science.
We're really that professional.
This is science.
We're not after.
What?
We're balanced.
That way. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the question?
Can you send a pic of the dick while inside?
While inside. That's a sex tape, but yes. Can you send a photo of it performing inside you, please? I just want to see how it has affected the actual in and out part.
To avoid then, any future size.
Alex, I'm gonna put that's gonna be part of our
5.5.
That's gonna be part of our. I know, but that's gonna be part of our template. Oh, I thought I may problema sa tita. Can you send us a video of it actually go? I want to see kung medyo straight.
What's the problem? What's the main, the root cause of the problem? I want to see what's inside, and then while pull out, and then see what's the effect. Okay.
All right. In action. Yeah.
Okay, Sky.
Ilang inches?
It was 5.5.
It was 5.5.
Minus 2.
Ay, pucha. Yeah,
that's a big difference.
Okay pa rin.
No, minus 2. Minus 2
is 3.5
now. So 3.5
na ngayon. Ay, patay ka dun.
Sorry. Alex is not listening.
Sorry. Baga sa biyahe ng jeep, ano ka, hindi ka umabot dun sa terminal. Pinababa kayo ng... Dito lang po tayo. Malayo pa po eh. Ganda na lang eh.
The equivalent is you are on a tricycle and then the side carriage falls off and you just let now.
Sorry.
Falls right off.
Sorry. Parang bahay. Ang ganda ng harapan. Pag-tin. Wala po yung dining. Dati po may dining yan eh, pero wala.
Okay. And he's tall. He's 5'9".
What a giant.
Wala yung balance. Marunong ang Diyos eh. Ganyan ang titi kasi pambalance yan. Mawawala kasi ng...
Okay, so what... Okay, how long have you been dating this guy?
I just met him. And this is where I'm asking myself, like, is it worth it?
Wait, have you slept with him?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Course. Okay.
And then there will be like positions, like for example, cowgirl. Yeah, I cannot do that anymore
because
sakit daw. But then, parang sabi, hindi okay lang kasi ano eh, nag-enjoy ka and you look hot, ganyan. But I know na he's in pain. Tapos...
You know what that is? The equivalent of that. Alex is getting a blowjob from someone super hot, but she has braces. So you throw it. Sitting there, struggling, but it's too hot. Too hot to say no.
Wait. So how? Okay. How was the experience for you? Like, did you like it? Do you like having sex with a 3.5-inch dick?
Oh, there's something missing.
Guys, I hate that we're like almost overwhelming.
Just
no, hold on. Let me finish. It's not just about a small dick, though, okay? Like, joking aside, we're not just talking about a small dick. We're talking about an injured dick. He is hurt in cowgirl. He is likely going to be hurt in doggy. And how long have you been dating him in total?
Just recently, honestly, about a week.
Okay.
So, a week pa lang.
And that's why this is a really good call, because you're in the right mindset. Is it worth the trouble? And... It's not, again, I mean, you're dealing with variety of issues here. What's the turnoff for you? Is it the performance? Is it got a lot smaller? Is it look weird now? Like, what's the turnoff for you?
Like, the size, it doesn't matter. It's just that there would be some times that it would get soft too quickly. And... Kasi nga, there's a problem sa blood flow eh.
Yeah, no. His shit is fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I have a breathing kink. So whenever we wanted to finish, like he has to jerk himself off before putting it inside just to finish. And like for me, that defeats the purpose of the breathing kink, because like you wanted to like feel it inside, right, while he's coming.
Are you the super woke girl from we did the band names? Was that you? No.
Yeah.
That was you?
Yeah, say on.
Yeah, because I've never heard breathing kink before.
I was gonna say, what the hell is a breathing kink?
Now you're your voice sounds familiar. You're the one with the band, right? Every time she said something, we did the band.
Maraming, ano, yung ginagawa
welcome
namin.
To the stage. Welcome to the stage.
Come on,
breeding,
though.
Breeding
I use a different name.
Get a.
Kaya kaka, ano niya ng mga terminology, di binigyan siya ng kakaibang problema.
I remember this girl.
Yeah. We came up
pero with... sa dami-dami na lalaki sa mundo, binigyan ka ng babaeng lalaki na putulan ng titi. Diba? Ang hirap kaya magkaroon ng problema na gano'n na pira yun sa dami-dami ng diba? Two less lonely people in the world. Two less! Parang dinibdimin. Two inches less talaga.
Duro na duro talaga ako kay Alex
okay,
every time.
Sky, you know, to answer your question, is it worth the trouble? It really depends on who's asking that question. Of course, it's fine for somebody else who can overlook these things. You are clearly a very sexual person. And because you're a very sexual person, it is going to be a bigger problem for you than it is somebody else. So the answer, while, again, very hard for us to say, I feel that this is too big or too small of a problem for you to overcome. I love that you called us immediately, meaning a week
in. Yeah, we like to cut to the chase. We will cut to the chase and no shortcut.
Yeah.
We're like dissecting the problem here, piece by piece.
Before you get brokenhearted, I want you to talk to us already, right?
Yeah, but hey, diba, dick aside.
Please cut us if we're going overboard.
Like the aftercare is like God tier. Like
please welcome to the stage, God tier, the aftercare.
But break. The thing is, like, we get a lot of callers on the show where they're months in, they're not sexually compatible, and they realize that it's really not going to work because they're not sexually compatible, but they've invested so much time, and the aftercare is God tier, but they're unhappy still, right?
Because listen, the aftercare is God tier because you guys are in honeymoon stage.
Correct. But when all those...
I mean, comparing, because I know, you know, I have previous relationships, the same thing that I have right now. Pero right now, like...
You've been dating for a week.
I know. And I mean, like, I'm at the stage na I tried, you know, I went to Google, like, is there, like, anything that I can do? And everything was, like, get a surgery, like... There must be something, right?
He was supposed to have had surgery. If he didn't get surgery, that's kind of weird. But again, I'm not a doctor. I have always thought this to be a surgical emergency. So,
Seven days.
Like we've used the cock rings. We've used like
I know I don't understand. Like,
you've used the cock ring on this guy.
Yeah.
Why to keep it?
He used it.
He what?
He used it. He used.
Do you like the kinks? Like you like it? I mean, outside of your breeding kink, you like his kinks too?
What the hell is a breeding kink first?
Oh, nga. Paano nga po yun?
Breeding. You know, breeding kink. He likes. So she likes the, what, you like the ejaculate inside you kink?
Oh, nakababad. Babad, parang ganun. Nakababad.
Yeah.
That's just coming inside, right? That's normal.
Yeah, but this girl
How
has a term.
How is that a kink?
This girl has a term for everything, babe. We remember her.
I know, but the others have like they were really different. But I'm like, that's just finishing inside.
No, she's an orator. She's great with words.
That's a band. That's a band name. Breeding
Kink is a new band.
That's
awesome.
A pretty cool band.
Oh, we lost her. Great. Look at that. We're arguing about terminology.
Hey, she got cut off. Okay, sorry. It's just, for 2 seconds, you got cut off for 2 seconds.
Okay. So,
but does it sound like you're you're into him for this 1 week? Because like for someone, I don't know. This is just me probably stereotyping. Someone based on the callers before, people were like sexually charged and have like high sex drive, and pagka hindi okay masyado yung experience, and they have to put in like they're out, right? Usually, it sounds like this is more than that for you.
No, it's because the other kinks that he like has, like it's exciting, it's new for me, it's and you know, I don't know.
Oh, listen, just so we can wrap this up here, Sky. There's nothing wrong with keep on trying. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, if your question is, you know, is it worth the trouble? I don't think it is, but there's nothing wrong with finding out. So stay with it.
Yeah.
Because you like a lot of the other stuff. You like the aftercare. You like the whatever, fucking skincare, whatever care.
10-step fuck care.
Yeah.
Like whatever.
You like all of it. So sure, then stay. Because maybe, and here's the positive MOR in me, maybe all of that stuff will make you not even notice that the dick is 3 inches shorter, that it hurts, that, you know, really. Because,
I know.
Because, I mean, I'm sure you love me despite things you don't like about me, and I love you despite things that I don't like about you, and Alex loves his wife for the same reasons, and she loves him. You know, we all do that. No. We all go, I love you. These reasons mask the other ones.
Like, overcome. Yeah, they're more, yeah.
Yeah, they cover him up. So maybe what you like about him can cover up the injury.
The loss 2 inches.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I was asking, overall the experience, if I have the overall experience.
We get it. And I'm just jumping on top of that. We don't need to repeat because we got to go. But, Sky, I think there's nothing wrong with waiting and trying and seeing.
Find out.
If the sex problem starts to overcome the other good stuff, then you have your answer. Okay?
Okay. Last question. How would I know that I'm not fully myself and it's like, okay, it's time to let go?
That's a very hard question to answer. I think you'll just know. I mean,
you'll just know.
Yeah. When everything else starts
to fade. When something's missing. Sa emotion.
Kung may pagkukulang.
Something missing sa relationship.
Pag may nagkulang
na.
Yeah.
You'll
looking
know.
For that missing piece.
In fact, I just said it. When the problem becomes more than what you like about him, then life will tell you.
Yeah, pros and cons lang. When you're enjoying less and less of your experience.
And you know what's great is you'll have a word for it. You'll have a phrase for it. And once you come up with it, let us know.
Let us know what the term is, okay?
Okay, I'll call you back. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Bye.
Ang daming tatunan, di ba? Si ano?
Whole body.
And
what's cool, she's got the nerd glasses.
Oh my God.
Oo, tapos nakasalamin siya nerd, tapos marami siyang tattoo. Alam mo, hindi ko sa tumabar ka dahin.
Papatay ng tao to.
Mapariwara ako dito kay girl na. Baka pag nanood ng show ko to, apiran ko lagi. Apir!
Yeah, I mean, she likes the knife shit, right? I mean, like, he's got a knife kink and she's cool with that. So it's like, they're a scary couple.
Yeah. No. I mean, hindi pa natuto after getting injured and all that. Like, at some point, that's a sign from God. Like, hey.
I mean, he is much younger, right?
Is he? I don't know.
Yeah, so you can't just stop. All right, anyway, we got to go because this was a very long episode. It's probably one of the longest episodes we've had in a very long time. So we will see you next episode because this is a back-to-back AMA with, of course, Chopper and Alex here. In the meantime, just look out for it and have a good day. Bye, guys.
Bye.